Savannah, SAVANNA, Yeager, YEAGER, 10/31/89. Chief complaint, abdominal pain. Number two, rectal bleeding. Number three, palpitation. Number four, chest pain. Number five, lots of issues at home. Number six, extensive smoking. Number seven, I was told that I had ovarian cyst. I need to have rechecked. Number eight, I was told I have a fatty liver. I need to have rechecked. Our patient is a 33-year-old woman with two children. is having a hard time at home with her marriage. She's separating from her husband today in the hope of getting a divorce, period. Nipergapsha comes in today with epigastric pain, some nausea, also has had palpitations, history of fatty liver, and has had rectal bleeding, period. Nipergap, patient's family history, no colon cancer, no rectal cancer reported. Social, she does drink very little, but she smokes two pack a day. Last period, 9/9/2020, allergy, penicillin, clindamycin, immunization, no COVID immunization, at medications, none. Medical problems, depression, history of family history of breast cancer, which is concerning for her, and PTSD. Big letters. First of all, on the family history, put down no rectal cancer, no colon cancer, but positive breast cancer. Then come back to past medical. Patient tells me she's not suicidal. She's not thinking about hurting herself or anybody, even though she's separating from her husband today. She has a good, very good understanding on life, and she talked to her husband today about leaving him. Doesn't expect him to be violent, in big letters. Surgery, oral surgery. She's 136 pounds, in no distress, 98%, 98.4, 16, 7,800 over 57, negative tilt test, heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows every skin, shows no extra, because of the angiosis, could not focal. Under review of system, patient does have abdominal pain, does have ankle pain, does have some leg pain, also has swelling in her legs at the end of the day or sometimes around her beginning of a period. No hematemesis, positive hematochezia, no seizure, no convulsion, and the rectal exam is bright red blood. Exam, 136 pounds, 98, 98.4, 16, 7,800 over 57, I said that. And then exam, heart, we just talked about that, the rectal exam, heart, regular rectum, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, but epigastric tenderness, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema today, rectal exam reveals a very tight sphincter with possible lesion inside the rectum. Number one, rectal bleed, start patient on anti-solid C. Number two, refer for colonoscopy ASAP. Dr. Walker to see for rectal bleeding. Next number, cannot rule out rectal lesion. Next number, cannot rule out cancer or any other lesion, including venereal warts. Next number, epigastric pain, start protonics, 40 milligram one today. Next number is because of abdominal pain. We looked at her abdomen and pelvis, so there was no evidence of ovarian cyst. With history of ovarian cyst, gallbladder looks normal. There's tenderness noted. H. pylori may be necessary to be done, but she wants to hold off at this time. Next number, with history of palpitation, we looked at her echocardiogram, which was within normal limits. TSH has been ordered. Next number is with history of vertigo. We looked at her carotid ultrasound, which was within normal limits. Next number is ankle. Examination of the ankle and the leg and the arm are within normal limits. Next number, abnormal periods. Ultrasound of the pelvic is within normal limits. Next number is must quit smoking. Next number is refer to Dr. Walker. Next number is urinalysis within normal limits. Next number, a carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number is patient, again, not suicidal with everything else that's going on in her life. Next number had been on Prozac in the past and has a psychiatrist that she'd like to see and get a prescription for Prozac. This was not given to her today. Next number's findings were discussed with her at length. Thank you.